When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
3, 2, 1. Live from Los Angeles, Las Vegas.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez. Perez.
Baby, Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. He's Perez. And how do you do, kind sir?
I'm excited for today's show because there's a lot of trending news to get to and a lot of drama as well. Of course, we will be talking the Grammys, Jennifer Lopez on SNL, The Rock perhaps making a big misfire, Wendy Williams, Christina Aguilera, and more. But first, how are you? How you been? How was your weekend?
It's good. It was long. I had that party on Thursday. It was a party full of random celebs. I saw Tiffany Haddish and I caught up with John Stamos. He was there and it's a cool little birthday event.
Whose birthday was it?
His name's Ross.
All right.
my best friends were in town for that. So that was Thursday. Friday, I went to Nobu Malibu.
Ooh.
That was packed full of celebrities. I was next to that Leanne Rimes and her husband, Eddie
Cyprian,
whatever his name is. Had some people over on Saturday. So yeah. And it's just been raining in Los Angeles. It's just nonstop trying to keep water off my property.
I know. I've seen videos.
They're calling it an atmospheric river. It's not like even a hurricane. Like when I lived in the South, hurricanes would just kind of breeze through. This just won't stop. It's like it's the storm that's just sitting above Los Angeles and it's pouring. It's not raining. It's pouring. But hopefully this passes within a couple of days. It's pretty gnarly.
I saw a video of the LA River, which is really not a river because it's usually empty.
It's usually just the big concrete.
I know.
Yeah, no, it's flowing now.
Yeah, it looks like a river. I had a pretty eventful weekend, which a lot of our Patreon supporters wanted me to talk about. Yesterday, I uploaded a nearly 10-minute long video.
Who could watch that?
I know. But this video did very well on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook as well. And I think it's because there wasn't a lot of attention drawn to the Christina Aguilera residency before. I finally got to see her show. I was originally supposed to go a while ago, but those were the dates that she canceled because she had the flu. And full disclosure, I said this in my video as well, but I feel it's important. Christina and I had a past. I feel like I've moved on from that, and so has she, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't hate anybody, but if I hated Christina Aguilera, I would not go to her Vegas residency, okay? I'm not going to waste my time going to see her show. I'm a fan. I was really excited, and I wanted to love it. But I didn't. In fact, I was really disappointed. And it reminded me of Maroon 5 in concert. I could deal with the fact that it was a late start. When she announced the residency, she appeared on Kimmel and she said that she'd go on at midnight. Christina literally went on at 11:50 p.m., which actually is not midnight, so I'm thankful. But the biggest complaint I had about the show is it's advertised as a Christina Aguilera Las Vegas residency. She got on that stage at 11:50 p.m. and she literally walked off the stage and was done at 12:50 a.m.
Wow. 1 hour?
60 minutes on the dot.
Wow.
I understand wanting to do a tight show. I understand that there's a pre-show. There's all these variety acts prior to that. It's like a cabaret. But still, if you're advertising it as her show, it's not Belle DeNuit featuring Christina Aguilera. It's the Christina Aguilera. You got to do at least 70 minutes. 60? I would have felt cheated and I felt really disappointed. I was thinking to myself, am I able to be objective? Like, is it just me? But I posted a bunch of clips and people aren't sheep who follow me, okay? I can have my own opinion and you can have yours. And right. The overwhelming majority of people that looked at the videos that I posted from the show were like, wow, so low energy and this and that. And like, she sounded amazing, but not once in those few 60 minutes did she have any audience interaction. She didn't say, thank you for being here. She didn't say, I'm so happy to be here. She didn't say, I'm so grateful for the 20 plus year career that you've all given me. Like nothing. It was like when I saw Adam Levine and he didn't fucking speak at all. Like that was shocking to me. I'm glad I went, and it was cool to see her in such an intimate setting and like right in my face. And either she did not notice that I was there or she purposely ignored me, which I'm thankful for. I'm glad about that because I did not want...
She looked hot as fuck on the Grammys.
Also this weekend, very briefly, I went to go see Paula Abdul and TLC. That was super fun.
Nice.
All right, let's get right to it. On one of our shows... I don't know if I'd say complained, but I was surprised that Taylor Swift, who was nominated for a bunch of Grammys, including Album of the Year, was not scheduled to perform. Yeah. Well, that Taylor Swift is so crafty and smart, super savvy. And even though she didn't perform, she kind of, in my opinion, found a way to steal a lot of the thunder from the Grammys and make big news in connection with the show, but outside of the Grammys. Taylor Swift, insanely prolific genius, announced during the telecast that she's releasing a new album in just 2 months' time. It's called The Tortured Poets Department.
Oh boy.
Why do you say, oh boy? Like, you think it's going to suck? Please, bitch. It's Taylor Swift. It's going to be great.
It was so me up there.
Not to jump ahead, but Miley Cyrus did the same exact thing during her performance. How is that any different than celebrating yourself during a speech?
Miley Cyrus won her first Grammy.
And?
First.
So?
13th.
13 is Taylor Swift's lucky number.
Me.
Oh, God. Why are you telling a woman or a man?
Why does it have to be a woman?
Okay, fine. I said or a man, bitch.
Let's get to Jay-Z. That's where you started. That's where I'll start.
Fine. Why are you telling anyone how they should react winning an award?
I'm not telling anyone how they should do anything. I'm just telling you how it made most people feel.
I don't think you're most people.
Well, go online.
Well, I want to hear from you all.
They're already going to agree with me. You know how this movie's going to work.
Oh, we'll see.
And it's fine. And by the way, I'm not like haterating against it. I'm just saying it was a little me.
800-721-1185. I'm super excited for the new album. And it's only like a year and a half since her last. Like there's always an inkling in the back of my mind. I'm like, I love Taylor, but I can say the things, okay? I can put it out there. I can acknowledge. Is it too much?
Is what too much?
Everything, Taylor. Is it too much?
It's on 11.
But it was also on 11 all of 2023. So it's like, what is she supposed to do? Take 5 years off like Adele?
I'm happy that the music is coming.
Anyways, I'm so curious to see what the album is going to be thematically and sonically. And I'm a huge Taylor fan. And congratulations. She won her fourth album of the year more than anyone has ever won. The record before was 3 albums of the year. Also, speaking of Taylor, before we move on, she trademarked TaylorCon. I'm ready for TaylorCon.
Didn't you think it's just so somebody else doesn't do it?
No. Who else could do that? Nobody could legally.
Anybody.
Legally, you can't, unless it's a different person named Taylor then, but you can't use her name or promote a whole convention about Taylor Swift. Anyway, speaking of the Grammys, we've got more to get to. I briefly mentioned Miley Cyrus. And actually, before we really get to Miley Cyrus, I saw on the Patreon that some people wanted us to talk fashion. I would actually say that Miley Cyrus, even though polarizing and controversial for some people, her red carpet look was my favorite because so fucking memorable. To me, it's not always necessarily who, quote, looks the best, but who just is the most themselves, the most different, the most wow. And I loved that safety pin dress. It took weeks to make that. It was these gold safety pins. It was giving me Tina Turner in Mad Max vibes. And I loved the hair as well. Some people, a lot of people were like, I love the dress, but I hated the hair.
I love the hair. She looked like she stepped out of 1984.
I know. It was awesome. I love the hair because it also just, it's so Miley. Like for some reason, she loves the 80s. That Plastic Hearts album of hers, she did a very different 80s aesthetic that was more like Pat Benatar and like super straight and the bangs. This was, once again, Tina Turner, Mad Max, like that fucking windswept, yeah, big hair. Loved it. My least favorite fashion moment, though, was Billie Eilish, who didn't even fucking try. Not everybody's a fashionista or whatever, but she went in like a fucking Barbie piece of merch, a piece of Barbie movie merch.
I think she dressed the role. I think she was trying to kind of do the Barbie thing.
You could do the Barbie thing without wearing Barbie merch. I also, of course, you're going to say I'm just a kiss ass, but I loved Taylor because it was a different look from her. She often just gives us a more modern look, and that felt very old school, like with the gloves and the hair, the finger waves.
But you know what was funny about her? Every time she won, she's doing like NFL players always have their like choreographed slapping and high fives. Her and Antonoff were doing a couple of different ones different times. I was like, she's total NFL now. It's funny.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So, I would say the highlight of the Grammys 2024 for me really was Miley Cyrus. Shocking to be reminded by her that she had never won a Grammy before. Yeah. But my predictions were right, and she got the award I said she was going to get.
You can't say ours.
Well, you switched it up after I corrected you.
No, I just had confused the record and artist.
Our predictions were right. I want to be in the Academy so badly. I feel like I should. Anyways, I loved her speech with Mariah Carey and the butterfly. And I love that it was like, it felt like rehearsed, but also not too rehearsed. You know what I mean? Like, it just felt real. And then her performance, spectacular. Most pop acts could not do that because most pop acts are singing to track. And they couldn't be as spontaneous and improvising, or even if it wasn't improvised, they just can't go off the track.
Well, she's just that big. If you were to compare like Dua Lipa and that, and I love Dua Lipa, you're looking at like a seasoned, completely comfortable in any space artist versus she almost came off like a new artist up there.
But also, Miley had no track. It was all live.
Right. It's all live. She had a band back there and everything.
Yeah. You know, well, since you brought up Dua, like that type of music, it's all computers or mostly and track and her vocals are a lot of track. But I don't know what you're trying to get at. I fucking loved Dua Lipa's performance.
I thought Dua Lipa was as plastic as you could possibly
I loved it.
I just thought that was the wrong tone to start the Grammy.
I
would have started
about?
With flowers. I think Dua Lipa's got a lot of talent. I do. But you didn't see any of it in that performance. It was as plastic as could be.
Obviously, you're not a Dua Lipa fan.
I do like Dua Lipa.
You might like her, but you're not a fan. I'm a fan, and I know where she started from. And to see her growth, she even did like a full-on dance breakdown during her performance, which she never...
Yeah, what a snore. I was bored to death. I just thought it was plastic as could be. If you would have started with Miley and like a live musician talking to people, not at people, that's how I kind of felt that performance was. It was just like a... Could have saw that on tour, choreographed. Miley was like, she even at one point, like, you all know the words to this one. Come on. Like, she did that. I mean, that was real to me. I just think the juxtaposition between the two are night and day.
Well, I loved it. It was also a celebration of her success in music. Dua Lipa had so many songs that were popular last year. I thought she deserved it. I loved the medley. I loved when they carried her up on that structure. I loved it. You're not a gay man. You're not a fan. It's all good. Finally, one more performance. Then we have other things to talk about. Grammys related, obviously, for me, because I love Tracy Chapman, loved her performance. Like, it wasn't even like electric or whatever, but it was just it felt special because I can't even remember the last time Tracy Chapman performed at the Grammys or the last time I've even seen her anywhere.
That was easily, without question, the best part of the entire night. I don't think anything even compared to specialness, to feeling, because why? It was real and it was good. It wasn't this manufactured, like snore computer generated garbage that's being pushed to people.
I also loved how Luke Combs was looking at Tracy Chapman. Yeah. Like, I get emotional thinking about it. Like, he grew up listening to that song with his dad, and then he got that moment, and oh, it was beautiful. All right, you mentioned briefly Jay-Z. He accepted. Well, first of all, I don't even know if you saw this because I don't think it was shown on the air, but I saw a clip, a viral clip of after he accepted his honorary award, he was drinking booze from that Grammy. That was so disrespectful, in my opinion.
Why? It's his.
But still.
It's rock and roll. I think that's kind of funny. What's wrong with that?
That rubbed me a little the wrong way.
It's his. I mean, who cares?
But on the flip side, and this might surprise you, I had no problems with Jay-Z calling out the Grammys. Historically, there have been many artists that have called out the Grammys for being BS. And especially, rightfully so, a lot of Black artists feel that in many years prior, the whole system was not honoring and celebrating Black artists as they should have.
Sure. Yeah. Black artists drove the culture. You know, you can argue that Black music is the only original American art form. And it has never really been acknowledged the way that it should be. And him saying that, I don't have a problem with. I just think it's fucking hilarious that you go up on stage and you take a moment that has nothing to do with you to criticize them, what they did to your wife, who, by the way, is the most decorated artist in the history of Grammys. Like, we've won a lot. We just haven't won enough. Like, at that point, I'm like, could you give me a fucking break? It's like looking a gift horse in the mouth. The most decorated artist of all time. But you're pissed she didn't win this one award.
Yeah.
I find that comical.
She literally has almost triple the amount of awards that Taylor Swift has. Beyonce has, what, 32?
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to compare the two. It's just funny. That moment had nothing to do with her. And you come up and you choose that moment to kind of spotlight that. And once again, I like that. That's rock and roll.
Yeah, that didn't bother me.
It's supposed to be messy. It's supposed to be rock and roll. It's supposed to be live and real. Back to my point, and not so fucking manufactured and just these cardboard cutout artists that we have now. They could be anybody up there. I think there was a lot more talent before than there is now.
Was so happy to see Queen Celine Dion there.
Told you, miraculous recovery. I told you that on last week's show. She looked pretty good to me.
Would not say that that's necessarily a recovery. She's obviously still afflicted by this thing, but she's apparently, you know, treating it and managing it and out and about.
Did you catch when Taylor won and just kind of
stop it,
right?
Stop
fire?
It, stop it, stop it.
What?
That was after I saw that, all right? There's just a lot of haters out there, okay?
What are they hating about? I mean, it was a moment.
There was no diss. There was no...
I don't think it was a diss. I just think it was like you have this huge star standing up there and she didn't really kind of know what to do. It was funny.
Well, Taylor was in shock. You know, she, I don't think, was expecting to win Album of the Year.
First of all, I'm not dissing Taylor. I just thought it was funny that she was just sort of left standing up there like, what do I do?
Well, afterwards, they did share a cute hugging moment and an adorable photo was taken afterwards backstage. Not at the Grammys was Jennifer Lopez. Instead, she was in New York City for Saturday Night Live. And a friend of mine texted me saying that Jennifer Lopez sounded like a dying cat.
What did you think she sounded like?
I thought she sounded great. Is she the best vocalist ever? No, but I love that she was singing 100% live.
She was.
Yes, she was. And she looked amazing, obviously, especially that one where, like, her boobs were almost hanging out. I've said it before. Selena Gomez also isn't the best vocalist, like not a power singer, not a huge amount of range, but I love her music and that's all I care about. And I appreciate the effort of live singing. So many don't do that anymore.
Well, don't you have to on a...
No.
You don't have to?
No, you could sing to an insane amount of track. Like, you could sing barely live over track. You don't have to sing 100% live. So,
yeah.
It did not bother me. I loved it. Also, up north in Canada, Justin Bieber performed.
He did? I missed that.
Yeah, for the first time in about 2 years, he performed during the NHL All-Star Weekend.
Maybe he'll be a part of the Super Bowl. I mean, with Usher, that just seems like a layup. That should happen.
Yeah, he's his protege. And
yeah.
Although I don't know, Justin seems like the kind that would not want to commit to that. You know right. what I mean?
It depends on how much he really cares about Usher. Because I think Usher, I'm betting, is going to bring some stars out. Because I don't think Usher's going to be the guy that, like, this just has to be all about me. I think Usher's going to be about, let's make this the coolest, most memorable thing. And what does that look like? And I think him out there with Bieber, the kid that he brought up, would be awesome. So I'd like to see that be put together.
Well, I would too, but we're talking about Justin Bieber and he cancels tours and he has mental health issues. So yeah. I wouldn't hold my breath. More music related news. At a Grammys pre-party, recording artist Paris Hilton revealed that she's going to be releasing her second studio album this June, executive produced by Sia.
Really?
So maybe it will be pretty good.
Stars Are Blind was a great song.
I know. I was about to say, honestly, I enjoyed her debut album. The problem back then was she never promoted that album and never performed it live. So, like, how is that going to do well? I mean, she got that one hit, like, miraculously, but never performed it up until recently and yada, yada, yada. Also, wrapping up our music coverage for today, a very music-heavy show, Demi Lovato performed at an event for the American Heart Association, and the stupid New York Post and other outlets were criticizing her for performing Heart Attack, her song, at the American Heart Association event.
That would be the place to do it, if you ask me.
Duh!
Is everybody stupid?
And she explained before the song why she was doing the song.
It's like, oh, she did?
Yeah. I know. Just stupid people, stupid people. Wendy Williams is the subject of a new Lifetime documentary premiering later this month, a two-part doc. And it was painful to watch. I think it seems to me that her family is responsible for the documentary. Mm-hmm. And it seems that she's broke. And the only reason they're doing the documentary is because she needs money. But
how do you lose that kind of money?
Drugs, alcohol.
It's a lot of drugs and a lot of alcohol, isn't it? I mean, unless it's a lot of people on the tip.
Her ex-husband.
Jesus, that sucks.
And yeah, I don't fucking know. But I guess you have to do what you have to do. But I don't know if this whole process is good for her recovery, good for her image, or anything. I don't know.
What's left? To me, it's just the memory of a good radio host. I was never a fan of the television show. I always thought that sucked. But the radio host, she was phenomenal. She was just a great speaker and a great presence.
She's not that anymore.
I know. Just, it sucks to have all of that flushed away.
More scandalous news. Yolanda Saldívar, the woman that murdered Selena Quintanilla, is eligible for parole next year.
Jeez, really?
30 years it's been.
Has it been 30 years?
Next year it'll be 30 years. But she's also been interviewed by Oxygen for this multi-part special on Oxygen. And that rubbed me the wrong way. Like, I hate, like, we're so obsessed with murder and killers. Why?
Yeah.
I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Happier news. Kim Kardashian continues to spend time with Odell Beckham Jr. Congratulations to them. The Rock, in case you missed it, two big news. First, he is now part owner. Maybe not exactly that, but he's on the board, and I'm sure he's getting a ton of stock options, you know? So that does make him part owner.
He's part owner.
Of the company, the parent company that owns WWE. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, he was, this just does not happen with those personalities. He also got the ownership of the name, the Rock. He now owns The Rock and the trademark.
Oh, he owns
to that.
It again because he lost it for a while, right?
He never had it. They don't give them that. Like, he used it by permission, I think.
Ew.
Now he gets it back. And because of this role and his affiliation, he is going to be in WrestleMania. He's going to be wrestling Roman Reigns. And you probably don't give a shit about wrestling, but a lot of people still care about wrestling.
Oh, no, I love it. You know, I have a friend that works for the WWE. I always get to go to these things.
We talked about it recently, how they're going to streaming for one of their nights. And it's mm-hmm. a big deal. But a lot of wrestling fans are upset at this sudden entrance of The Rock back into the wrestling mix, because for a couple of years now they've been building up this other wrestler, Cody, and mm-hmm. they were like, it was supposed to be his moment, he was on track to win WrestleMania. But I'm like, hello, it's like a fucking soap opera. You never know how shit.
But the thing is, Perez, I think what you're missing is people want to suspend disbelief, right? And they're throwing The Rock back in, where if they would have made it a surprise.
Yeah, but it doesn't work that way.
I just think that they let too much out of the bag.
Well, no, that's strategic, but it makes them more money if they hype up WrestleMania.
They're making plenty of money. I mean, everything they do is sold out. I mean, it's not like there's empty seats when you go to the WWE.
To me, that's the only reason they did it. WrestleMania, unless I'm wrong, is still the pay-per-view model.
Yeah.
So they wanted to sell more pay-per-view WrestleManias. So speaking of pay-per-view, or I don't know the fucking transition there, but Joe Rogan signed an exceptional new deal with Spotify worth $250 million.
Wow.
And the money is not what makes it exceptional. What makes it exceptional is he is now partners with Spotify and not just an employee. And with this partnership, they've given him permission, since they're going to be participating financially, to post his podcast everywhere, not just on Spotify. So wow. It'll be on Apple Podcasts, it'll be on YouTube, it'll be everywhere. So in theory, that should help his podcast grow even more. And one last story quickly before we get to that. Doing something a little different today. Can't shout out everybody, but we are so grateful and blessed that a lot of people have signed up for the podcast over the last week, including Lilia Yang, Lisa Laurenti, Adrienne Hall, and Valerie Munoz.
And to clarify, they've signed up for the Patreon this
week. What did I say?
Podcast.
Brain fart. Yes. Meghan Markle's ears are perking up because NBC has just ordered a pilot for a Suits spinoff centered or based in Los Angeles. So It would not shock me if she returns to acting at least in a limited capacity. Maybe she's like a recurring and not a regular.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, let's take a call or two.
I know Bethany Frankel's controversial, but I actually got funny and her makeup tips are really good. But has she lost it? She's posted on TikTok 15 times today.
Did you catch any of that?
Yeah, I did. Well, I don't know if I'm following her, but, you know, good for her. That's what you're supposed to do on TikTok. No, seriously, TikTok, it's all about volume because not every video is going to go viral or land. And it's like gambling. The more you create, the more you play, the more odds you have of going viral. And that's what she wants to do. It's strategic.
Hi, guys. It's Kathy from Colorado. I'm behind on your guys' episodes, so I'm going to talk about Madonna. But I have a question. She's coming to Denver in March, and I'm like super scared that she's not going to be on time. And in Denver, you have to be done with your show by midnight. Otherwise, they'll turn off the lights and, like, it's over. Like, just go. So I'm wondering, like, if she has gone to places where they're, like, super strict about timing.
Yes. And there at least one moment where she had to cut some songs. Yeah, so that is a possibility, yes.
Here's Madonna with 6 songs.
I mean, it's a long show, so she still does a long show, but I would want to see the full show.
Perez, Booker, Claire from Detroit. Sorry, I don't have a Patreon yet, just a peasant, whatever. But, you know, with the Kylie Jenner, a lot of people hate her surgery because she spent years lying and denying it and say, oh, you know, my body just changed because of my period. That's why I got these big hips. Da-da-da-da-da. She lied about the lips for years before finally coming clean. I think we're over the lying from someone who has such a big influence, you know, for like women and their bodies. And she just lies and says, oh, bitch, I just woke up like this. Anyways, that's just my 2 cents.
We started her call on the Patreon show and we realized that she doesn't have Patreon. So we're shouting her out. She could get double love here.
Yeah, I would just say I understand that, but you shouldn't be talking shit about her appearance on social media. That's my whole point, okay?
All right.
All right. Well, thank you all. We appreciate you. Have a wonderful week. And hopefully we'll see some of you Thursday, patreon.com/Perez Hilton.
Excellent. Take care, guys.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.